Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Keith Erica. May I please have the email address on the account you're calling in about?
Sure. I don't know if it will be on this one, but I can give you a try. It's Jennifer, JenniferPanos, PANOS, at gmail.com.
And that was Jennifer?
Correct.
Thank you for that information. May I please have the first and last name on the account?
Jennifer Panos.
Panels?
Panos, yeah. PANOS.
Thank you for that information. I didn't see an account with that name. I can try looking up the account by your phone number.
650-504-3300.
That was 650-504-3300. Thank you for that information. I still didn't see an account with that phone number.
So let me ask you a question. Maybe I have to create a new account. If a car was damaged on a trailer and there's a claim filed, does that kind of information show up on Carfax even though it wasn't like a moving vehicle accident?
We can't get any accident reports on our website.
Okay, so what kind of stuff shows up on the car history then?
We can only get any public information, ma'am.
So if a claim was filed to fix a car that was damaged on a trailer, would that show up?
No, ma'am. We can only access any public information. It won't be like any accident reports or police reports, ma'am.
No accident or police reports? So public information like what? Like they went to a service center? Or what do you mean by public information? Like, what's an example?
I can check with the supervisor to see what information will be on that public report, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Hey, it would be like the mileage and the ownership and different information like that, ma'am. Just any public information, but it won't be any accident or police reports.
No accident or police report. Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling
All
customer
right.
support.